काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज तब मोह।
Everybody is subservient to all the five vices. Now have yoga and remove all your sins and decorate a heaven for yourself. Lust, anger, arrogance, and everything, all the vices, everyone is subservient to them. Now have yoga and remove all your sins. Decorate a heaven for yourself. Quench the thirst of birth after birth. Now by becoming pure, be a yogi and become a jnani, knowledgeful soul. A yogi life is a lovely life. In the confluence age, the supreme soul Shiva gives us this secret. You are an imperishable soul. Listen to my voice. In the confluence age, the supreme soul Shiva tells me the secret. You are an imperishable soul. Listen to my voice. Happiness, peace and purity, with all these, fill your aprons today. Become a yogi, become knowledgeable. Yogi life is a lovely life. From the supreme abode, Param Dham, Shiva has come through the support of the body of Brahma. Liberation and liberation in life to give us this birthright. Shiva has come from Param Dham through the support of the body of Brahma to give us mukti and jivan mukti. This is which is our birthright. Now we have to go. Now we have to go back home. This is the essence of knowledge. Be a yogi and be a knowledgeful soul. Yogi life is a lovely life. A yogi life is a lovely life. The last time of the Iron Age is creating its shadows on us. You all must be feeling that time is changing very fast and time is also waiting for very beautiful great souls, the deities who are loved. Yesterday everybody must have heard Sunday's Murli. These Murlis are full of secrets. If you become an angel, if you remain in the angelic form, then Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba both will, at the time of obstacles and adverse situations, they will become your canopy of protection. They will make you sit in their lap and they will embrace you. So now all of us will do a very beautiful practice. I am an angel. And what is an angel? It's a very simple definition that I'm going to present before you. We, souls, through our mind, whatever we think constantly, the vibrations of those at the beginning they fall are affected on this body. There is energy in those vibrations. So these vibrations, this energy, this is the body's made up of this, and these energies remain in the body. The soul is sitting in two bodies, outside the physical body and inside the body of vibrations and light. So from us, constantly vibrations are spreading all over, rays are spreading. So we'll create a vision. I am an angel, and from each and every part of my body, colorful rays of light, of purity, of virtues are spreading in all four directions, and we will invoke Bab Dada, and we will experience Baba's hand is on my head. So let's now, for a few moments, this gathering is the gathering of angels. I, the sparkling soul, and this is my body of light. I, the angel, I am the lighthouse and might house angel. From each and every part of my body, in all four directions, colorful rays are spreading. I am an angel. I'm sitting on the seat of a lotus. We now invoke Bab Dada. Let's go to Paramdham, the supreme abode, in front of the greatest light. Let us invite him with a lot of love. Oh, the beloved of my mind. Oh, Khuda Dost, the friend God. Oh, the ocean of love. We souls, we angels, are invoking you down below. Leave your land, your abode, and come down. By listening to our voice, the Almighty Authority has started descending. And with His bright and luminous light spreading it all over, He is descending slowly. He has come in the subtle region now. He has entered the body of Brahma. Both of them are now coming down. Divine angels are coming from the path of the sky. They are now in front of us. And now Baba has kept his hand of blessings on my head. He has started giving me drishti. And while giving drishti, he just disappeared. Om Shanti. So this angelic form of ours, we can sit at any place, whether it's the center or the office or at home. If we do this practice of invoking Baba, then the vibrations of that place become very powerful, attractive, and filled with divinity. this practice, all brothers and sisters need to do at their home, five times invoke Baba in this way, so that you start to feel that as soon as we call out to Him, Baba comes. And everyone, let's think that the home in which God starts coming five times, that place will become a holy pilgrimage place. The vibrations of that place will be of that which will take away the sorrows of the world. I would like to keep in front of you a something, a matter of good dharana, to inculcate something in order to keep your life liberated, free from obstacles, in order to save your family life from problems, and to have complete enjoy this conference age. If you want to liberate your mind from distress, from irritation, etc., if you want to liberate your mind from the desires, then everyone please pay good attention. As the time is coming closer, Baba has made it very clear, all the five vices and all the five elements of nature will start working and attacking with full force. Those who even have a little bit of some vice, that will become big. And that's why we must have some spiritual endeavors so that irritation doesn't increase. For no reason, the mind should, just without any reason, this mind should not become, have waste thoughts or be afraid. Otherwise what will happen is the problems will increase, there will be expansion. So everyone will remember very well, I will tell you two very subtle things. I'll present them in front of you. All intelligent Baba's children will pay full attention to what I'm going to tell you. If in our mind there are waste thoughts, if in our mind there is irritation, if in our mind there is peacelessness, and we just, anger just springs up for no reason, then this universe, this whole big universe, we are attracting, we start attracting the negative energy of this whole world to ourselves, which is very dangerous. This is why our main duty is to purify the world, to completely clean the atmosphere of this world so that the bad energy doesn't come to us. Our powerful energy should purify the atmosphere, so we have to remain in higher consciousness, in elevated self-respect. Very important to do that. Secondly, you will all pay a lot of attention in your Laukik and Alaukik life in order to get success. This is a very beautiful thing. Whatever we want, whatever pure desire we have to attain something with a very honest heart, what we really want to attain is with a very selfless feeling for the spiritual benefit of the world, then all the powers of this whole universe and all the powers of our brain, they will start working for us to receive those attainments. So it's very important, determination, elevatedness, complete faith in the self. So everyone will pay attention to this inculcation. Life will be filled with happiness and the mind will be full with contentment. Let me see that it is happening and happening. Not that time is moving ahead and we are going backwards. time is moving forward and irritation is continuing to increase in us, the time is throwing its shadows of its end on us and we are becoming subservient to all this. So through the intoxication of being a one who has a right over the self, we have to control ourselves. Everyone will pay a lot of attention to this. So in the family, in the gatherings, problems will start finishing, ending. Once more, we will practice being one having a right to self-sovereignty, my chit, my consciousness, subconsciousness, totally peaceful. Let me concentrate it on my form. For a short time, let me feel as if I don't even have a body, just me, the sparkling jewel. I am the one who has a right to self-sovereignty. I am the master of the mind and intellect. Let me give myself a very good feeling. I am the king. The mind and intellect will have to obey my orders. Let me give an order to the mind. Oh, my mind, become quiet. Let us have this thought three times. Oh, my mind, become still. Oh, my intellect, with in a complete form,
clean,
absolutely clean,
to divine buddhi hai.
It is a divine intellect. You are divine, O intellect. You have endless powers and endless knowledge. Now, be stable. Today, merge Baba in yourself today. I, the sparkling light, am sitting on the throne of the forehead. Om Shanti.
Hum purane varsh ko vidai de rahe.
We are bidding farewell to the old year.
Main kuch kehna chahunga.
I would like to say something to all of you.
Sabhi ka 2012.
Everyone's 2012 must have been spent in a very nice way. Of course, Baba's children's every day is spent very well. The beginning of the day is spent in God's remembrance and life moves forward in zeal and enthusiasm in spite of that. Whatever the past has been, that by forgetting it completely, I have to enter into the new year. I'd like to say two things to you. If you have made a mistake, forgive yourself too, with a very clean mind, with a very enthusiastic mind, with a happy mind, you will enter into the new year. If somebody has caused sorrow to you, somebody has distressed you, somebody has harmed you, somebody has insulted you, somebody has hurt your feelings, even to that soul, give the donation of forgiveness and also give blessings. May you become happy. May you be completely full. May you become a yogi. May you have spiritual benefit. And the third thing, if I have made a mistake towards someone, then in my mind itself, I will ask them for forgiveness so that I become completely empty and with happiness and intoxication, I will enter into 2013. Does everybody like this? Does everybody like this? Forgive the self, forgive the others, and asking for forgiveness. All these three things are such that they make our subconscious completely quiet. After some time, we'll practice this. So 2013, today Baba is giving us, will definitely give us some homework for the new year. So from now on, let us have this firm determination that whatever homework Baba will give us, we will apply the force of our full 20 nails and complete it. This enthusiasm, this dedication, this elevated desire, this will activate our internal powers. If someone is thinking, oh no, but I'm never not able to do this. Well, I made a promise before, but I was not able to fulfill it. I can't do it. Then his inner powers go to sleep. We will awaken them. And in 2013, a special thing that Baba had told us last time, which we will really need in the coming times. Carefree emperor, fear-free emperor, all is yours. Let's start from now on. Make this thought in your mind. The one whose God is looking after, why should they worry about themselves? The one whose children, the lawmaker, the God has taken responsibility, why should they worry? The one whose hurdles, whose obstacles Baba has come to take away, why should they spend their life underneath the burden of all these things? From now on, do this. So bring this intoxication in your mind together with me. Who is giving me the company? Who is helping me? Who has held my hand? Who is the boatman? Who has become the boatman of the boat of my life? He's there, and why should I worry? Well, my enemy should worry. Come into intoxication, everyone. A life which is completely full of relief. The one who will lead a life here of contentment and relief, free from everything, then, and those who have a complete faith in Baba, then in the coming times, they will be the ones who will be able to remove others' worries. And this work we all have to do. And those who will remain in worry themselves, in spite of what God is saying, and those who are burning on the pyre of worry, so Baba will also say, okay, let them worry. So, I have to listen to God. He has said, change mine into yours and become a wandering fakir, become a carefree emperor. So now let's go into 2013. It is Tera. 13 is Tera and yours is also Tera. So all the worries of the mind are yours, all the burdens of yours. Everyone will experiment in the month of January. I have already started it. No thing, if something is making my mind heavy, give it away. Tell him, take it with full faith that God had given me this promise as this vow that give me all your obstacles and problems and confusions, surrender them to me and just remain in pride. So we have to remain completely carefree. Every day, at least once, I have to experience this in January. Everything is yours. Anything happens, somebody starts troubling you, some problem comes, something happens in your business, there might be bitterness in relationships. Baba, you better take care. You are here, so why should I worry? Does everybody like this? Well, it looks like everybody liked it, so you all applauded. All of you will do that? All of you are emperors. And now there are, everybody is emperor of 20,000, and also 1 million Baba's children are also emperors. I will tell you something and then we'll go into a very beautiful practice. Since yesterday I'm having this thought that all of our brothers and sisters, there are many sisters sitting here, this year, let's spend this month of January for a month of blessing. From the beginning, I remember that Ramesh Bhai also probably remembers, in 1973, Baba has said the whole month of January should be a month of complete silence and blessing. And many times people have experienced this month as the month of blessings. This month has got the blessings that whatever you want to take from Baba, you can take it. So I'd like to tell all of you, we will let's start from now on, that from Baba, in the whole month of January, we must merge at least one blessing. Well, I'm talking of the whole month of January, but we'll start from now. I will keep three blessings in front of you. One, I am the victorious jewel. Everywhere victory, victory over Maya, victory over problems. Whatever obstacle comes, a hurdle comes, well, it's a big field of victory. Secondly, I am the destroyer of obstacles. And the third, I am the image of success. So, every morning everyone will do one practice, all the Brahmin clan, by invoking Baba. And the second method also can be by going into the subtle region, in front of Baba. We will take the tilak from Baba, and out of these three, we will at least take one blessing, the same blessing every day, and then we'll come into intoxication of that blessing, that I have attained this blessing. So let's go. I think some of the people are not using translation, they don't know about it, I think. So if you have somebody around you, please tell them. So everybody, in this beautiful thought that I am a carefree emperor, I am liberated from burdens, I am liberated from worries, I am the one who is always giving to everyone, I am a great soul. I am an angel. I am a lighthouse and mighthouse angel. Let's fly up above. Let us feel I'm flying upwards, I'm going upwards. I, the angel, and flying beyond the sky, and flying beyond the sun and the moon and stars, I have reached the white light, where all over there is supreme bliss. This is the land of angels. This is the world of angels.
सामने से बाप दादा आ रहे हैं.
बाप दादा इज कमिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी. इज वॉकिंग टुवर्ड्स मी. द रेज ऑफ लाइट एंड माइट ही इज स्प्रेडिंग एवरीवेयर. ही इज कमिंग टुवर्ड्स मी.
बाबा के मस्तक में महाज्योति.
इन बाबाज फोरहेड अ ग्रेट ज्वेल इज स्पार्कलिंग ऑफ लाइट.
बाबा
इज नाउ इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी.
बाबा ने मस्तक पर तिलक लगा.
बाबा अप्लाइड अ तिलक ऑन माय फोरहेड
और वरदान दिया.
एंड गेव मी अ ब्लेसिंग चाइल्ड.
विजयी भव.
मे यू बी विक्टोरियस.
ये बाप का तुम्हारे साथ वरदान.
दिस इज a blessing from the Father to you. At every step of yours, you will attain victory. After Copper Age too, in every field, you will attain victory. Child, may you be a destroyer of obstacles. This is a blessing that the Father is giving you. Wherever you step, and whomever so your drishti falls on, their obstacles will get destroyed. Child, may you be successful. Success is your birthright. In Laukik and in Alaukik, at every step, success will kiss your feet. Baba is giving drishti. And then he disappears. Om Shanti. This practice, every morning once, you must do it. And the method to use the blessings, Baba has already told us. Whichever blessing we take, we should accept it first and have complete intoxication that I have already received this blessing. So when I have the intoxication of that during the whole day, let me use it once or twice in the day. I really have to do this job and my confidence will increase. So every day we can also use the three blessings. So the devotees will come to receive the blessings from you, deities. Or you can experience one blessing per week. So in the month of January, by keeping silence for a few hours, by spending time in solitude, by doing fixing some good practices, silence, just silence is not enough. In silence, if there is some very good practice inside, then it becomes like a blessing. Today, in front of us, Baba will once again come. Some people think Baba's time is becoming less and less, is decreasing. Let me tell you, the God who's even a 1 minute glimpse when the devotees come, and well, he's at least going to sit for 1.5 hours in front of us. It's a big time, it's a long time. So we will take complete bliss from that and enjoy it. Let us go to the method of how to enjoy his presence. There are many new brothers and sisters. Now from now today, Everybody will make themselves stable in this good feeling. Baba will come and sit here. And the son of knowledge will leave Paramdham and come in our midst. And his divine light, his powerful vibrations, his vibrations of love and his waves of peace will at first spread in this whole hall. They spread very, very far. Wherever Baba's children will sit and listen to him and see him, until to that place the waves will spread. So we will sit in this good feeling for 2 hours. We are sitting in the vibrations of God. We are sitting with God. It's such a beautiful time. We have such an elevated fortune. For 2 whole hours we'll be sitting with God. I will tell you something small that I have experienced, and even now everybody will enjoy it. When Baba comes in our midst, at that time we will fill our mind with happiness and peace. Who is coming to meet me today? That supreme power, the one who is the greatest personality of the world, the one who creates, the one who is the transformer of the age, he is coming to meet us. So to sing praises of our fortune, wow, my fortune, today whom am I going to see in front of me? And I will let me see him with to my heart's content, to see who the one whose my eyes were waiting, to see a glimpse of the one we were so thirsty for ages. Today, to my heart's content, I'll see him. I will see how Baba sees, how he listens, how he speaks, how his expressions are, how his divinity is, how is his spirituality, how his powers are. So now this thing about powers, I want to tell you something small. It will be very useful to you and you will be able to explain to others. When Baba was in the corporeal form, then many people were there to oppose him. They used to say, oh, if your Baba is God, then he should, let us see if he can, if it's a dead fly, if he can bring it to life. If your God, if your Baba is God, then why all this is where illnesses are coming up? Why these obstacles are coming? So let me tell you now. It will be easy for you to explain to others and also for your own understanding. The powers of the Almighty Authority are not for such small matters. The work that the powers of nature can do, the work that the power of human beings can do, the work that the power of medical science can do, for that, the Almighty Authority's powers are not for that. His powers are for souls, to remove the sorrow of births and births of the souls. His powers are to purify the souls. His powers are for bringing spiritual benefit to the world, to all humanity, not to clear the illnesses of others. That's a job of the doctors. So such a Baba, the one who is Almighty Authority, he's our companion. So everyone will sit in very beautiful thoughts. I will keep something in front of you. Dadi will come in our midst. Baba will be offered bhog. Dadi goes into trance. And then Bab Dada both enter. Everyone should remember Brahma Baba in the body or subtle body, and Shri Baba sits in his body. Both of them enter Dadi's body. It's both part of both of them. The song will be played. Along with Bhog, the song is played, and all of us will do just one practice. All of us will seat ourselves in one practice. The song will be of invocation. Let us fly away. So as soon as the song plays, we'll fly away and we'll bring Baba down. And then we'll feel Baba is spreading the rays of His powers and He's coming down. Very good feeling. Just one thought. The rays of His powers, the fountain is falling on us. Everyone, let's start feeling it now. The rays of Baba's powers, like a fountain, they are showering on us. And He is descending. To your mind, you will fill with very beautiful thoughts. And for concentration, you will remember only that person can become fully concentrated who creates elevated thoughts in his mind. The one, as many beautiful thoughts one can create, that one's subconscious, his mind can easily and quickly become quiet and concentrated. Baba will come. There will be white light. You have been reminded not to clap at all, not to applaud. This is not our beauty. This is our divinity, that when there is yoga going on, everybody should remain absorbed in that. And if one claps, then everyone should not give him company. Everyone will remain completely absorbed in his love. Baba will come, give drishti. And then what does everybody have to do at that time? The Almighty Authority is sitting in front of us, in Dadi's forehead. So, I have to concentrate my intellect on His form. Just He should be visible. And those who are very good yogis, for the full 1.5-2 hours, they will just concentrate themselves, their intellect, on Baba's form of light and listen to the Murli. Even while seeing everything, they will do this. Then His powers, His energies will come into us. We will see Him. God is sitting in front of us. So this thought, we will take a lot of joy. Who is sitting in front of us? And along with that, we will concentrate, isolate also on the great light. Baba will give drishti. Baba is a lighthouse, a sun of knowledge. Wherever His drishti travels, there His light and His power will spread. His vibrations will spread. All of you know that it's not possible that Baba should give drishti to each and everyone, but each one of us will keep our intellect and our drishti stable and concentrated on Baba. He gives drishti for 10 minutes and that time is a very beautiful time for us. I will tell all the brothers and sisters, when Baba is giving drishti, any special weakness of the self, that which is disturbing you, any maybe sickness of the body, just give it away to Baba. And every day at that same time for 7 days, just remember, I had given away this to Baba. Baba has removed it, He's taken it away for 7 days. Together with that, take one blessing from Baba. We will start from the time Baba is giving drishti. I have taken this blessing now already from Baba. Be victorious, be destroyed of obstacles, and be a victorious soul. After that, Baba's murli will start. We will enjoy, take joy from it. You don't have to really write the whole murli, you can write the main points if you like. And while being completely absorbed in this taste of love, God is speaking, the one to whose voice our ears were waiting, that God is talking to us. That joy, taking that blessing, all of you will sit in the gathering as if except me, there's no one here. Though the one who wants to have the best of all experiences, they will sit in this feeling, I am all alone here and in front of me is the Almighty Authority. Who is sitting in front of me? What a beautiful thought. How beautiful is my fortune. We will enjoy Baba's Muli, and now I will tell you, I'll give you this thought. Now, take up this thought now, that whatever Baba will tell us to do, we will definitely do it. Complete 2013, whatever homework we will receive today, we will fulfill it. We will complete it, and then Baba's good feelings, His blessings, all we will be continuing to receive. Then bhog will be offered to Baba, and all of us in this way, for 2 hours, we will enjoy the presence of God. All of you see your own fortune and become full of joy. Now, at the end now, from this big yajna, from the senior brothers and sisters, from the dadis, I am giving you good wishes for the coming year. Tomorrow, from Tuesday, the new year is starting. And I have been told, 31st December 2013 is also a Tuesday. So Mangal means auspicious. So this is Mangal today, and 31st December 2013 also would be Mangal, auspicious, good. So all the dadis have this good best wishes for you. All of us now will take complete joy from the Supreme. We will make our thoughts elevated. We will make a life which gives happiness. Bhanu Bhai sings very well. The CD also, and is one of the songs of the CD. And everyone will sit completely absorbed. Baba's rays are falling on us from up above. This life that you have given us, Baba, this life that you have given us, Baba, by decorating it with values, I have to make this into a garden. I don't have the arrogance of living, and I don't have the fear and sorrow of dying. Whatever you have taught us, this is what we have to tell the world. This life that you have given me, Baba, on the basis of the one in which this whole world of ours is lightened up, on the basis of the one our life is of ours is brightened, the one whom the world calls out to, he is everyone's support. Shiv Baba is innocent, and he is even more lovable than our breath and our life. The happinesses of the whole world, he is the one who does it for us. This life that you have given us, Baba, you are the soul if you just look deep inside yourself and see you are a soul. Just deep inside yourself, you are a soul. Come in the shelter of God. If you want to know yourself, if you want to know yourself, in all four directions, happiness is being showered, and may there be the end of sorrow. May there be death to sorrow. This mind is very mischievous. Give it a destination and an aim. This life that you have given us, Baba, by holding our finger, Baba, you teach us how to walk. By holding a finger, Baba, you teach us how to walk, how to decorate ourselves with divine virtues. That's what Baba tells us. Baba tells us how to do that. What is good and bad in the world? He tells us in the Murlis. What is good and bad in the world? He relates to us in the Murlis. Oh my dear child, my lovely child, he says that and calls us. This life that you have given us, Baba, this life that you have given us, Baba, this life, by decorating it with values, we have to make it into a garden. There's no arrogance of living, and there is no sorrow of dying. Whatever you have taught us, we have to now tell the world. This life that you have given us, Baba,